GM just call you, or I mean, just how does that process work?
Oh,
where
no,
were you when it happened?
Actually, I was just at home, you know, just relaxing at home, and we come back. As a matter of fact, we played the Redskins our fourth game of the preseason. I had like 7 or 8 tackles, a pick six, and you know, I just you know feeling a little bit better about the situation down there in Tampa, and you know, I got that phone call that you know some of the other guys have gotten, and I got you know the coach came in there. I talked to Coach Yano, the head coach at the time. And that was pretty much it. You know, never really got a chance to talk to my linebacker coach. Never really got a chance to talk to my GM. So that's why I kind of left it unclear. And Coach Kelly has always talked to us. You know, he's always, you know, wanted to get us to be a better, clear understanding of who we are as a person. And he said, you know, he always preaches, you know, even if you're leaving this player as a team, his team as a player, you know, you want to leave here as a better man, as a better person, as a better player.
He says, even if you don't make a roster here, we want you to make a roster somewhere else. It seems like he says that a lot. I mean, is that a message you guys get a lot from him?
Oh, yeah. You know, you take that to heart because you're not just playing for this team when you, you know, in the preseason, you know, 31 other teams get the film. They get to watch the film, too. And, you know, if they see some signs of flashiness, like a guy came in with last year, Sean Prater, he was a cornerback. And, you know, we made some moves with him, and he went to Minnesota, and we actually ended up playing against him again last year. And he was starting by the time we played against him. So, you know, a lot of guys' situations can be different things, you know, just like when I came in there playing against Tampa last year. Yeah, I was playing a lot then, and then starting against Washington, which I played them in the last preseason game. So, you know, a lot of things can happen. You know, it's way more than 6 sides of dice when you roll them in this game. So,
okay, great. Thanks,
now, how big is Thursday night for you? I mean, you take these preseason games seriously?
Yeah, it's huge. Nothing is taken slightly. You know, I want to go out there and definitely play way above the level of everybody else out there. You know, not to sound cocky or brag or anything like that, but I want to do that to make a statement that going into the season, you know, I could be pushing for the starting job. And anytime, you know, any guys need anything, D'Amico, Mike, anything like that, I can do the same thing I did last year.
How would you evaluate how you've played so far?
You know, I had some ups and downs. Chicago game, played pretty good. You know, still got things to work on. Patriots game, did some good things, had some pressures. But I still have things I need to work on, you know, just basic linebacker stuff. You know, eyes, assignment, you know, and the keys and stuff like that. And right now, special teams, I'm playing pretty good. Don't want to get too ahead of myself, but, you know, just been playing, stepped in against the Patriots, stepped in against Chicago and against Pittsburgh and actually did some good things. So, you know, I've been feeling pretty comfortable just feeling better about the things that I've been doing and playing with more confidence out there.